He cried so hard that when I was done being shocked, I began to be afraid all that pent-up grief might kill him with a stroke or a burst blood vessel or something. He rocked back and forth in the seat and slammed his open hands down on the dashboard. It was like there was a twister loose inside him. Finally, I pulled over to the side of the road and began patting his shoulder. I could feel the heat of his skin right through his shirt, so hot it was baking. "Come on, LT," I said. "That's enough." "I just miss her," he said in a voice so thick with tears I could barely understand what he was saying. "Just so goddamn much. I come home and there's no one there but the cat, crying and crying, and pretty soon I'm crying too. Both of us crying while I fill up her dish with that goddamn muck she eats." He turned his flushed, streaming face full on me. Looking back into it was almost more than I could take, but I did take it. I had to take it. Who had gotten him telling the story about Lucy and Frank and the note on the refrigerator that night after all? It hadn't been Mike Wallace or Dan Rather, that was for sure. So I looked back at him. I didn't quite dare hug him in case that twister should somehow jump from him to me, but I kept patting his arm. "I think she's alive somewhere, that's what I think," he said. His voice was still thick and wavery, but there was a kind of pitiful, weak defiance in it as well. He wasn't telling me what he believed, but what he wished he could believe. I'm pretty sure of that. "Well," I said, "you can believe that. No law against it, is there? And it isn't as though they found her body or anything. I like to think of her out there in Nevada, singing in some little casino hotel," he said. "Not in Vegas or Reno. She couldn't make it in one of the big towns, but in Winnemucca or Ely, I'm pretty sure she could get by, someplace like that. She just saw a singer wanted sign and gave up her idea of going home to her mother. Hell, the two of them never got on worth a shit anyway. That's what Lou used to say. And she could sing, you know. I don't know if you ever heard her, but she could. I don't guess she was great, but she was good. The first time I saw her, she was singing in the lounge of the Marriott Hotel in Columbus, Ohio, that was. Or, another possibility," he hesitated, then went on in a lower voice, "prostitution is legal out there in Nevada, you know. Not in all of the counties, but in most of them. She could be working at one of them Green Lantern trailers there or the Mustang Ranch. Lots of women have got a streak of whore in them, and Lou was one. And I don't mean she stepped around on me or slept around on me. I don't mean that. So I can't say how I know, but I do. She could be in one of those places.